KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today, we have Heidi Hickathier and Tracy Bridges. We'll start with you, Tracy. Good to have you back again.
Hi, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we're going to introduce somebody new to our organization today.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be here today to introduce to you Heidi Hickathier, our new foundation director.
So, Heidi, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
And last time we talked with you, you were associated with Flathead Valley Community College.
Yes, I was the development director at Flathead Valley Community College for the last 4 years, working on their eventing and, you know, helping to build their donor base, and worked really hard on their Festival of Flavors, which I know you're familiar with.
Oh, yes. Always familiar with that. Okay, let's talk about your new gig now. Let's talk about your vision, I guess, for Emmanuel Lutheran Foundation.
Our foundation is built directly to support the efforts of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. And Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, as you know, offers a continuum of care, including independent living, assistant living, memory support, and skilled nursing services. And Emmanuel Foundation will directly support those efforts of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities for seniors in need.
You know, this is one thing that we all have to consider, that the services that you provide are not cheap.
They're not cheap. And in the skilled care center, 60% of those residents are on Medicaid, and Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is committed to helping those residents and providing safe and beautiful, vibrant homes for those residents as well, even though the Medicaid reimbursement does not cover the full cost of their stay.
So we have to turn to philanthropy.
Yep, and that's where our donors step in. And we have an absolutely fantastic group of donors that have helped us actually since 1957, although our foundation was officially established in 2018. We have a history of philanthropy at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities that goes way, way back. It's always been there. We are so lucky to have that support from our community.
Now, see, I'm old enough to remember 1957, and I've had many of my family members who have spent time at Emmanuel Lutheran, particularly there at the skilled care center, and that was where it all began. But Tracy, we've gone so far beyond all that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Over the years, the supporters have helped Emmanuel grow, you know, with recent additions of the retreat at Buffalo Hill for rehab, and then more recently adding the new villas and the lodge at Buffalo Hill, the new memory support neighborhood. And I think Heidi has some more to share on programming there that we're very excited about.
And that's one thing. Yeah, they brought Heidi on board because, well, you got a lot more to support now at the foundation.
Absolutely. And so as we're looking to continue to support our Emmanuel Lutheran Communities to extend services out into the greater community abroad, not only just at the skilled care center, but we want to serve as a resource for the community at large. And philanthropic dollars can help us to do that.
So what are the sorts of things we need to do to get to where you need the foundation to be?
Well, there's several different ways that the community can contribute, and you can look us up at emmanuelfoundation.org. But we've set up a monthly Partners in Caring program if people would like to give monthly to contribute to our partners in caring for our resident care. We are certainly set up to visit with people about leaving legacy gifts and volunteering at Emmanuel. You had Kathy Buffington on a previous week talking about volunteering at the Skilled Care Center. And just go to donate or look up more information at emmanuelfoundation.org, and there's the ways that you can help.
Heidi Hickathier is with us, and she is the new head of the foundation. And we'll talk a bit about more of that and maybe something a little more specific right after this. If you're in the process of spring cleaning, here's something to think about. Maybe you could use those gently used items to benefit your community. You can donate them to the Emmanuel Foundation for their estate sale. It's going to come up on Saturday, May 18th from 8 until 2 at the Gateway Community Center. The Emmanuel Foundation supports Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Proceeds benefit Flathead Valley seniors of limited means. They'd love to have your gently used furniture, art, household goods, and more. The foundation will be accepting donations until May 10th. If you have items to contribute, contact the Emanuel Foundation office at 752-9243, 752-9243, or email info@emanuelfoundation.org.
Now, back to Emanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And today we're talking with Emanuel Lutheran Foundation Director Heidi Hickathier, who is brand new on the gig. And I see, Tracy, we fixed her up with those nifty name patches right out of the box, right?
There you go, John.
Yeah. We're going to make sure we know who she is. Those are sharp looking, by the way.
Thank you.
Do you make those there, or do you get those done somewhere else?
Well, we have them printed, and then we personalize them.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, they are nice looking. Okay. Let's talk about where you're going to take the foundation. Because obviously, Heidi, you didn't just step into this job and say, okay, now what do I do?
Right. So we are really focusing on looking out into the community and connecting with people who share the same passion that we do. We would like to build our communication and our relationships with the community and get the word out about all the great things that we do.
So there are many ways. We talked a little bit about some of the ways donors can help out. You got some others for us?
Yeah, you know, we have ways that the donors can help, and we have also ways that Emanuel helps the community. I would encourage donors, if you have a question about, I mean, everybody asks that question, you know, what's the next step? What is the next step for Mom? What's the next step for, you know, Aunt Charlotte? So if you have any questions, contact us, because we are built with that continuum of care. We can pretty much help you wherever you need to be and answer a lot of questions. So we serve as a resource for our community.
You know, Tracy, I'm when it was time for me to put my dad into a facility, I was over in Olympia, Washington, and I was not very impressed with what I saw over there. I was not at all impressed. Yet my family members who have been at Emanuel, I guess I was expecting a higher standard over there, which I didn't see. I come back home here, and Emanuel reaches that higher standard. I think that's incredibly important.
Yeah, you know, I think you know what really makes our community have the feel that you mentioned is really it is about the neighbors moving in, welcoming their friends and new connections, being neighborly, in other words. And so that shines through.
So many of the adults that I grew up with spent time at Buffalo Hill Terrace and at the skilled agency there, or the skilled center. And what I thought was really unique was that, as you pointed out, they were all friends. They'd been friends all their lives. So it was a real easy transition to that type of living.
Yeah, that's definitely part of the perk, you know, is really, you know, besides making life a little easier, you know, having connections, you know, for folks.
So let's look ahead just a little bit, because you've already made some incredible changes up there with the Skills Care Center and the Memory Care Center. Mm-hmm. And this is, it isn't just for old folks. Because you've got an area there where people who have been injured, people who have had strokes, younger people who've had strokes, can get the therapy they need.
Yes, the retreat is an excellent facility for people to come and rehabilitate and get well. And we offer the services there that are needed for people to you know, get back where they need to be with their health.
Well, we have a lot of good reasons why we should support Emanuel Lutheran Communities, and that's your job. It was head of the foundation. So we'll talk more about that right after this. If you're in the process of spring cleaning, here's something to think about. Maybe you could use those gently used items to benefit your community. You can donate them to the Emanuel Foundation for their estate sale. It's going to come up on Saturday, May 18th from 8 until 2 at the Gateway Community Center. The Emanuel Foundation supports Emanuel Lutheran Communities. Proceeds benefit Flathead Valley seniors of limited means. They'd love to have your gently used furniture, art, household goods, and more. The foundation will be accepting donations until May 10th. If you have items to contribute, contact the Emanuel Foundation office at 752-9243, 752-9243, or email info@emanuelfoundation.org.
Now, back to Emanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guest is the new director of the Emanuel Lutheran Foundation, Heidi Hickathier. And Heidi, We kind of touched on this a minute ago, but there's more to Emmanuel Lutheran than just serving people who are getting older.
Right. So we are in the process right now of extending our services out into the community. We are conducting an estate sale. And so that is for the people who are caregiving for seniors who are low income or Medicaid qualified. And we would like to extend our lodge day services as a respite care to those seniors out in the community. And so we are having this estate sale, which just is absolutely going to be fabulous. It's on May 18th.
Talk with me about your idea for respite care.
Respite care is basically giving a caregiver a little bit of time to themselves. As you know, taking care of somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's is, I mean, that is just... it's a feat in and of itself. And so to have a few hours to yourself while your loved one receives the awesome and beautiful programming that is designed for people of Alzheimer's with Alzheimer's and dementia, it's a dual benefit. And so everybody gets a break, and they're able to kind of regroup and be a better caregiver down the road.
You know, to those of us who have never been there before, we don't understand just how important that respite is.
Right. And so that's why we're committed to our estate sale is going to raise money to help provide funds for those people who are taking care of seniors with limited means, and then they would be able to access those services as well.
How do we get in touch with you to get involved in all this?
Just look us up at emmanuelfoundation.org, and all of our contact information is there, and we'd be happy to visit with you about all of these opportunities.
So I want to circle back before we leave here about the estate sale. Give us the dates and the times.
So the estate sale, the 18th at the Gateway Community Center, and we are accepting donations through May 10th. If you'd like to donate, look us up at emmanuelfoundation.org. And basically, we have received very generous antiques, tons of donations from people who are downsizing or spring cleaning. And so the idea about the estate sale was that we would turn it into a fundraiser to benefit our lodge day services program.
This could really raise a lot of money, couldn't it?
It could raise a lot of money, and it could help a lot of people out there who need that respite care.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations on your new job.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having many conversations with both of you, Tracy Bridges and Heidi Hickathayer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.